You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
The True Vine by Dr. Michael Youssef. Some believers are like the banyan tree. They grow and multiply, serving as conduits of all the blessings they receive. They pass on the infinite riches of Christ instead of hoarding them. Jesus used such a metaphor as well. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He explained, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus told his disciples to grow, mature, and bear fruit. In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel is referred to as a vine or vineyard several times, a vine of God's planting. You can read that in Psalm 80, verse 8, Isaiah 5, 7. When Jesus called himself the true vine, he was juxtaposing himself with Israel. While the people of Israel sinned and failed to produce fruit, Jesus obeyed. While Israel was inward focused, he was focused on the will of God to bring his light to the nations. That's what it means that he is the true vine. He is the ideal, trustworthy vine, which means that all who come to him are the branches. The branches in the vine, in Jesus, produce much fruit. But those who try to live apart from him produce nothing. God the Father is the gardener. He cuts off the unfruitful branches. See John 15, 2 and 6. The Bible tells us that at the end of history, God will separate the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goats, the true Christians from those who never really believed. This task belongs to the gardener alone. Only he is perfectly wise and cares for the branches justly. As he does, he prunes even the fruitful branches so that they grow even more fruit. This is something few of us want to hear. Clearing, purifying, and removing the things that hinder our faithfulness can be painful and uncomfortable, but it is essential. Jesus is warning his disciples not to make the same mistakes Israel did by cherishing disobedience, but instead to remain in him. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for promising to grow us and bear fruit in our lives as we stay rooted in and connected to you. May your Spirit lead us and empower us to draw ever nearer to you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.